I like to think of conversation as an art. It's filled with layers, different dynamics, body languages, sounds, laughs. And when you can get a conversation to click with someone, you kind of almost vibe. I get that satisfying, punchy feeling when I know the two of us are brewing a quality conversation. Listen to me like I'm crazy, but why not get a little flushed when chatting with someone new goes beyond the boring small talk we engage with every single goddamn day? Aren't you a little tired of it? Of meeting new people and instantly forgetting their names? This is Conversational Inspirational, a podcast about becoming more aware of your words in a conversation with someone new. The topic's more helpful than you'd think. Conversing with people is a major component of how people make connections and thrive in this world. And meeting new people in college and actually forming a relationship with them is easier said than done. Oftentimes, meeting a person for the first time can be the most important part in building a relationship.
I would say the very, very beginning, the intro, is the most important part of a conversation.
Yeah.
Especially if you're just meeting someone new.
What about it?
It's the most influential part of the conversation. It steers what will happen later on. It determines the mood, and often, well, actually, 100% of the time, the topic. It could be a boring one or a really interesting one. It depends on the intro.
So if the beginnings are really the most influential part of a conversation, as my friend Colin said, then you have to make your first impression stick, right? Why bother taking the time to talk to a person if you aren't going to be active and interesting? I think we've become passive and almost sleepy. Where has the spark gone? Where is this passion? I mean, really, what's the point? I asked my friend Dawson some of these questions. I met Dawson at a strange party I went to recently. Our initial conversation wasn't very typical at all. In fact, we didn't even know each other's first names 15 minutes in. But I'll let him tell the story and the conversation.
I was standing alone in the kitchen because I was having a terrible time at that party. And I was sitting against a wall or a cabinet in a kitchen, and we talked about empty spaces. I don't know. Yeah. I felt raw. It felt real. I feel like a lot of people are disingenuous with conversations when they first meet people. Like small talk. A lot of people don't really like to show vulnerability and like to show who they are. A lot of people kind of hide behind a certain persona. I think, at least our conversation and the way that I have conversations with people that I connect the most with, are when I can tell someone is being genuine. And that's, I don't know if that's something that you can really read well, but it's something that I definitely am able to at least decently pick up well on. And it definitely brings me closer to people through conversation.
I think we can all agree with Dawson that explaining who you are in the most genuine way can really make you get to know someone and also make for some really interesting convos. But also, too much of a good thing can be bad. One of my biggest pet peeves with conversations is when the other person won't stop talking about themselves. I experienced a lot of this during my first few weeks here at Western Washington. I would meet a new person, and we seemed to get along fairly well, I guess. But pretty soon into the conversation, we would get into this extremely exhausting pattern of telling stories back and forth, back and forth. And the amount of stories just piled onto each other, each one sounding exactly the same as the next, and it continues on forever and throughout eternity. And before you know it, it's
2 hours later.
And you snap out of it and realize you know more about her grandma and already forgot her name.
You're telling a story and people are listening that you don't really know very well. It's hard for them to understand the humor of your story because they don't really know who you are as a person and they can't really relate to who you are. They don't know how you react to different situations, and so they don't find it funny as you do.
There really is nothing worse than being bored in a conversation. I mean, a few stories can be beneficial. They can spark a common interest that pushes the discussion more on a topic rather than the individual. But if someone continues to chat about their own lives, then you start to question if they are actually listening to you, or if they only want to talk about themselves.
It just seems like people don't really care what you have to say.
This is what I mean when I say being active in a conversation. It's important to pay attention to the other person, unless they keep rambling about grandma. You really can tell if someone is listening or not. If they are truly engaged and wanting to get to know you, then they will make eye contact with you, ask you follow-up questions, and ultimately ingest the words you find most valuable, the ones that make up the story of your life.
We're not listening to each other. A conversation requires a balance between talking and listening, and somewhere along the way we lost that balance.
This is Celeste Headlee's TED Talk on conversations. I really got a lot out of what she had to say about how
that listening is perhaps the number one most important skill that you could develop. Buddha said, and I'm paraphrasing, if your mouth is open, you're not learning. Why do we not listen to each other? Number one, we'd rather talk. When I'm talking, I'm in control. I don't have to hear anything I'm not interested in. I'm the center of attention. I can bolster my own identity. And look, I know it takes effort and energy to actually pay attention to someone. But if you can't do that, you're not in a conversation. You're just two people shouting out barely related sentences in the same place. You have to listen to one another. Stephen Covey said it very beautifully. He said, most of us don't listen with the intent to understand. We listen with the intent to reply.
I really think that listening kind of ties up all the little conversational techniques in one big package. The act of listening is that big fat red bow that makes your birthday present a keeper. Without listening to the person and being active, making friends in college and other social connections in life might be pretty difficult. But also, just don't forget to listen to your own voice. And at the most basic level, be yourself. A wrap-up for conversational inspirational. Life's too short to be wasting time and wasting words. You gotta make everything count for something. Thanks for listening.